ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः கிருஷ்ணயஜுர்வேதியே கடோபநிஷதி பிரதமோத்யாயே பிரதமாவல்லி. தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் தி கடோபநிஷத் பிலாங்கிங் டு கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதா. தேர் வி ஹவ் கம் அப் டு தி மந்த், வி ஹவ் சீன் ஃபைவ் மந்த்ராஸ். இன் தீஸ் மந்த்ராஸ் உபனிஷத் பிரசன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆக்கியாயிகா. By way of presenting an akhyayika, the disciple is introduced with the hills background. We know very well Nachiketaha, Sakarantaha, Pullingaha, Nachiketas Shabdaha. The nominative case Nachiketaha was a son of Vajasravasaha, who was himself a son of Vajasravaha. And this Vajasravasaha was also known as Uddalaka. This is not mentioned in this Upanishad. And here we understand Vajasravasaha wanted to perform a ritual called Vishwajityagaha. And this ritual is performed exclusively to earn punyam to be able to go to heaven, Swargaha. And whoever performs this ritual should give away all one's possessions. And here, he performed rituals. And of course, he was giving. But one of the danams he was giving involved very old cows. When the old worn out cows, and the description of which we saw in the previous class, were brought to the Yajnashala to be given away to the priests. Seeing those cows, Nachiketaha, the brilliant son of Vajasravasaha, was concerned that giving away such a gift would make his father's ritual ineffective. His father's ritual will become improperly performed ritual. Thereby, he would have to lose the very benefit of performing such a great ritual. All his father's tremendous effort of organizing, arranging, perform this ritual will go waste. So he did not want that to happen. In order to prevent his father from losing the benefit of performing that ritual, he thought, given away as a gift to some priest. So he went and asked his father whom he would give him to. He asked, the father did not really pay attention to this young boy's question. He ignored him, but Nachiketaha would not leave. He pestered, asked him, more than twice. The third time also he asked. It was then the father got annoyed because he was interrupted in his busy programs. So in anger, he just said, without meaning, he said, that he was going to give Nachiketaha away to Lord Yama. The Nachiketaha also started thinking that if he was going to be given away to Lord Yama, he would not be of great use for Lord Yama, because Lord Yama was not an ordinary person. He was the lord of his own world, had many people to attend to him, to serve him. So Nachiketa's presence, Nachiketa's potentiality, Nachiketa's energy, Nachiketa's time would not be utilized properly. So he was thinking all that. But still, he went to his father. And he was, a lot of thoughts were going on in his mind. We saw all those thoughts that were going on in his mind. We understood the help of Shankaracharya Bhagavatpada's commentary. Then Nachiketaha, further, when he asked, and here in this Bhashyam, we understand, Nachiketa's father himself was worried. How do we know that? Even though he did not mean to send his son to Lord Yama, but he uttered that statement that I would send you to, that he was going to send him away to Lord Yama. Where? In the Yajnashala. And whatever is said in Yajnashala becomes a promise. It must be fulfilled. It must be kept up. So he himself was concerned that, oh my God, what have I said? How did I say this? This was going on in the mind of Nachiketa's father, Vajrasrava. We understand that. I think we have to see the last part of the Bhashyam. So Shankaracharya writes in his commentary, the commentary on the fifth mantra. We have to start. Okay. Bahunamemi prathamo bahunamemi madhyamaha kim sudadhyamasya kartavyam yanmayadhya karishyati bahunamadhye prathamaha san prathamaha aham yemi. Yemi means aham gachami. Please remember the root is e. It becomes ye. No vikarna pratyaha. Directly takes the affix, so yemi is equal to gachami. So bahunam prathamaha yemi. Bahunam madhyamaha yemi. So there were many students of the first best caliber, the students of the highest caliber, who are brilliant students, the Uttama Adhikaris, who would be able to fulfill the teacher's wish, understanding his mind before even they're instructed to do something. They are people of the students of first category. There are many. So Nachiketaha was thinking that he would be the first among the best of the students, which means he would be able to fulfill. Then, Mahunam Madhyamaha Emi. Even the students of second category, the mediocre level, means who would be able to fulfill the teacher's wish only after being expressed, after instructed. Even whatever had to be done by such students also, he would be able to do. So he would become the first, the best among such students of second category also. Definitely. Yamasya kimsud kartavyam. Yamasya kimsud kartavyam asti. Yamasya kimsud kartavyam asti. What is that deed? What is that work which should be performed for the sake of Yama? Yet Pita Maya Adhya Karishyati. What is that work which should be performed, which should be done for Lord Yama. And that work, which Maya Pita Adya Karishyati, my father will fulfill that work. My father will complete, will fulfill, will achieve, accomplish that work today, now, through me. Maya Pita Maya Adya Karishyati. My father will do, my father will fulfill, my father will achieve, accomplish that. How? Through me. By sending me there to Lord Yama's world. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Now I'm reading the Bhashyam. Bahunam. Bahunam means of many. Bahavaha. Bahun. Bahubhihi. Bahubhyaha. Bahubhyaha. Bahunam. Bahushu. These are the word is declined. Okay. Bahavaha. Many. Bahun. Many. Objective case. Bahubhihi. By many. Bahubhyaha. To many. For many. Bahubhyaha. From many. Bahunam. Of many. Bahushu. Among many. Okay. This is not necessary for all of you. But still, as part of my Sanskrit class, I'm just reminding you. Now, Bahunam means of many. So, Bahunam is the word mentioned in the mantra. Shankara Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Bahunam of many means of many of whom? Of many of whom? So, Shankaracharya says, Sishyanam, Putranam, Va. Bahunam, Sishyanam, Putranam, Va. Means of many students and many sons, of many students and sons. The sixth case, but still it is used in the sense of seventh case. Bahushu Sishyeshu Putreshu. That's the meaning. Therefore, among many students and sons. Bahunam Sishyanam Putranam Va. Yemi. Okay. Yemi means Gacchami. I go. As what? Prathamaha. I go as the first. Here the word of Prathamaha literally means first. The implied meaning is the best. I go as the best of many students and sons. I go among the many students and sons. I go as the best. Okay. Why? Prathamaha son. Prathamaha son. Prathamaha son. Remaining as the best of many sons and disciples, students, I go there. Mukhyaya Sishyadi Vrittya. Mukhyaya Sishyadi Vrittya. Mukhya Vrittihi means Mukhya Sishya Vrittihi. Mukhya Sishya Vrittihi means an important work to be accomplished by the students of first category. Mukhya Sishyadi Vrittihi means the work, an important work to be fulfilled, to be done by the students of first category. Mukhyaya Sishyadi Vrittya. So whatever the work that had to be performed by the students of first category. So Vritya. I go as the first of the best students in order to fulfill, in order to perform, not to do whatever had to be done by student of first category. Next. Madhyamanamcha, Bahunam. So Bahunam Madhyamaha. Madhyamaya eva vrittya. See, mukhya vrittihi means a work to be, an important work to be done by the student of first category. Madhyama vrittihi means a work which had to be fulfilled by a student of second category. So, among or of the many students who were of second category, among them also, he was thinking that he would go as the best. Thereby, he would be able to fulfill that also. Bahunam madhyamanam cha madhyamaha. Madhyamaya vrittya yemi. I go as the best in order to fulfill or do the work to be done by a student of second category. Okay, what does the Upanishad want to say here? What does Shankara Bhagavatpada convey through this here? Nachiketaha was thinking that he would be able to fulfill anything that needed to be fulfilled, whether it is a work to be done by a student of first category, or whether a work to be done by a student of second category, whatever was the work would be allotted for him, he would be able to do it in the most properly, in the most proper manner. So he would be the best in doing, in fulfilling that. So, Nachiketaha was a boy of confidence. There was no confusion. He was already very clear. Whatever work would be given, that he should be able to do it. There's no confusion. He was very boy of confidence. To say this, I would be the best. I would be the first among students of all types. The first category and the second category. It shows really his confidence. And na adhamaya kadachidapi. Na kadachidapi adhamaya vrittya is implied. Never will there be. Okay. Na adhamaya kadachidapi. Kadachid means sometimes. Nakadachit, never. Never would I go there as the first to do something of the student of third category. Adhamaha Sishyaha, which means who are the Adhama Sishyaha, the students of third category who would not be able to do on their own before the teacher's instructions, who would not be able to do even after being instructed by the teacher, so who would not be able to do. There are students of third category. They must be told many times. Even then they may do, they may not do. They would understand, they may not understand. So students of dull intellect. So, Adamaha Sishyaha, students of third category. So here Nachiketaha says, Na Adhamaya, Nakadachidapi Adhamaya Vrittya. That's implied. Never would I go as the first, the best of the students of third category, which means So the third category would not be able to do anything, which means he would definitely do the best, whatever work would be given to him. That's what is implied. Okay. Now, definitely, you all know, understand, the students are always categorized into three groups as Uttama Adhikarinaha, Madhyama Adhikarinaha, Adhama Adhikarinaha. Uttama Adhikarinaha are said to be Prathamaha. Then Madhyama Adhikarinaha are said to be Madhyamaha. Adhama Adhikarinaha are said to be Adhamaha. So for a teacher, all the students are equally important. Of course, he would teach all of them in keeping with their capacity or to help them, make them understand the teaching. But the students are of such intellectual the caliber. So some would be able to grasp what the teacher would say before even it comes out of the mouth of the teacher. Some would be able to grasp only after the teacher explains, tells, instructs. Some students would be of the dull intellect, that they wouldn't be able to understand or do even after being instructed. Anyway, so here Nachiketaha expressed his preparedness that he would be the best, he'd be the first in fulfilling the work to be done by a student of first category, Uttama Adhikaris, or students of second category, Madhyama Adhikaris. Okay, now I'm going ahead with the next sentence. Tam evam visishta gunamapi putram. Tam evam visishta gunam api putram mam mrityave tvam dadami iti uktavan pita. Now Shankar Bhagavatpada states the thinking of Nachiketa. Pita uktavan, father said this. Father said, what did he say? Tvam mrityave dadami iti. Father said that he would give me to the Lord Yama. I would give you to Lord Yama. Thus said the father. Tvam mrityave dadami iti uktavan pita. He said, to me, his son, my father said to me, his son, mam putram uktavan. And kidrasham putram Nachiketaha, expresses, talks about himself. Visishta gunaha, Nachiketaha was of this unique quality. Visishta gunaha yasya. Visishta gunaha, boy of unique quality, boy of unique caliber, boy of unique status. What was this? This is the boy. Nachiketaha was of this type. Visishtaha gunaha. Nachiketaha, the son, was of this unique quality, unique nature, unique virtue. Visishta gunaha. That he was very confident, and he is what he was thinking, that he would be the best in performing any work, in doing any work that would be done by that should be done by whether Uttama Adhikari or a Madhyama Adhikari. This was his unique quality. And him, the son, the father said that he would give him away to Lord Yama. Tvam mrityave dadami iti uktavan pita. Kidrasham maham putram ఏవం విశిష్ట గుణం అపి పుత్రం మాం మృత్యవే త్వా దదామి ఇతి ఉక్తవాన్. సో వాట్ నచికేతాః సేస్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ వెరీ కాన్ఫిడెంట్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ హైలీ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ గ్రేట్ పొటెన్షియాలిటీ దట్ హీ వుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఎనీ వర్క్. స్టిల్ మై ఫాదర్ సెడ్ హీ వుడ్ గివ్ మీ అవే టు లార్డ్ యమ వేర్ మై పొటెన్షియాలిటీ and energy would not be, might not be utilized properly. But still he thought maybe something that should be done for Lord Yama, and which my father wants to get it fulfilled through me. So he says, Saha kim svid yamasya kartavyam. కిం స్విత్ యమస్య కర్తవ్యం ప్రయోజనం మయా ప్రత్యేన కరిష్యతి. సహ మయా ప్రత్యేన కిం ప్రయోజనం కిం కర్తవ్యం యమస్య కరిష్యతి. సో హీ మై ఫాదర్ వాట్ వుడ్ మై ఫాదర్ fulfill through me, who was sent to Lord Yama. Pratena means dattena, preshitena. Pratena means pradattena, preshitena. So what would my father fulfill? What benefit, what duty would my father fulfill for Lord Yama through me, who is sent to Lord Yama? Maya pratena kim prayojanam karishyati kim kartavyam karishyati yamasya. What benefit or what duty would my father fulfill through me who was sent to Lord Yama? Yat kartavyam adya, what should be done for, what should be done now? Then he thinks, so all thinking going on, what thing that was going on in the mind of Nachiketa. Nunam prayojanam anapekshyeva. Those who are using the blue book, please correct it. Anapekshyeva. See, anapeksha, upeksha. Anapeksha means non-requiring. Okay. Apeksha means requiring. Anapekshyeva prayojanam anapekshyeva, without requiring any benefit also. Krodhavashat uktavan prata pita, krodhavashat uktavan pita. See, my father did not really, maybe my father did not what should be done now? What does he want to fulfill through me for Lord Yama? She was thinking. So, krodhavashat pita uktavan. My father has said, you know, in anger. See, krodhavashat pita krodhavashat uktavan. My father said it in anger. Why? Because prayojanam anapekshayeva. Anapekshayeva. Prayojanam anapekshayeva. Without requiring any use. Without requiring any use, any benefit. Without the need being not there also. My father said it maybe in anger. What does it mean? Maybe sending me to Lord Yama's world might not be of any use, but still my father said it in anger. All this was going on in the mind of Nachiketaha. Noonam prayojanam anapekshya eva todhavashat pita uktavan. See, anapeksha means non-requirement. Anapeksha. Apeksha, requirement, need. Anapeksha, non-requirement, non-need. Upeksha, ignoring. Okay. Anapeksha eva or anapekshaya eva. Anapeksha different. Anapekshaya eva. Anapekshaya eva. Anapeksha is a participle, different. Anapekshaya eva. Prayojanam anapekshaya eva. Even without requiring the benefit also, without requiring the use also, without use being there also, my father decided to send me to Lord Yama in anger. Or he must have said this in anger. Krodhavashat uktavan. Sometimes we say certain things without meaning. We do not mean what we say, but we do say, which means our words come out with thoughtlessly. So thoughtless expression. Next sentence. Tathapi. Tat pituhu vachaha. Tathapi. Tathapi. Even then. Even then. Even though my father said these words in anger, in spite of my being sent to Lord Yama's world, would be of no use. Still, even though he did not mean to send me there also, tathapi, tat pituhu vachaha mrishamabhut. Pituhu vachaha, words of my father uttered in the yajnashala, mrishamabhut, should not become false. Mrishamabhut, pituhu vachaha, father's words, Mrisha Mabhut, may not my father's words become false, should not become untrue. The promise should not be broken. Words should be Pituhu Vachaha Mrisha Mabhut. Iti evam matva, having thought thus, evam matva, having thought thus, thought what? Having thought that my father's words should not become false, should not be falsified. Paridevana purvakam. Paridevana purvakam, filled with lamentation, aha, he said to his father. So filled with lamentation, he said to his father. How was his father? Was he very happy? Now father also was equally unhappy. Vachiketaha was happy. Nachiketaha was happy to go to Lord Yama to make his father's ritual successful, make it effective. But Nachiketaha's father was unhappy. How do we know that? It's all assumed to the Bhashyam. pitaram shokavishtam. Father was shokavishta, overwhelmed with sorrow. Father was very sorrowful. Why? Oh my God, what have I said? Now I had to fulfill. I said something in anger. So this we have to understand. Nachiketa's father was thinking, my God, what did I say? What was said by me in the Yagyashala? Kim mayoktam, kim mayavuktam, kim mayavuktam, kim mayavuktam, kim mayoktam. What was said by me in the Yagyashala? I would send you away to Lord Yama. This is what I was said. It was said by me. Now, because it was uttered in the Yagyashala, it is a promise. I must do it as I uttered, even though I did not mean it. Unless I do it, so it won't be nice, and I would lose my son would be away from me. All this must have made him feel very sad. So, pitaram shokavishtam kim maya uktam iti shokavishtam pitaram aha. So, Nachiketaha talked to his father. Nachiketaha talked to his father, who was filled with sorrow, shokavishtam, thinking that what was said by me, what was said by him. He was sorrowful, thinking that what was said by him, that he would give his son away to Lord Yama, would send him to Lord Yama's world. So he was filled with sorrow. And Nachiketaha was talking to his father. So before we go to the next mantra, we have to assume and we have to understand that Nachiketa's father, Vayashravasaha, Shokavishtaha Asit, he was filled with sorrow, which means he was highly sorrowful that he said something thoughtlessly in anger in the Yagyashala, that his son should be sent to Yamaloka, the place of Lord Yama. But he did not want to send him. No, I did not really mean to send. He must have thought, no, I did not mean to send my son to Lord Yama. He, young boy, he came and pestered me. He was disturbing me when I was very busy in the Yagyashala. In anger, just to keep him away, I said something. I did not mean it. I don't want to send my son to Lord Yama's place. So Nachiketa's father must have been thinking that he did not want to send his son away to Lord Yama's place. Then Nachiketaha would not leave. See, Nachiketaha, if at all he wanted to go away to Lord Yama's place, he could have gone away. But still, he wanted to go to Lord Yama's place with his father's consent. Very respectful son. Highly respectful to his father. So he wanted to get his permission before leaving. And even the father did not want him to go, he should not think that he should stop his son from going away. So he wanted to convince his father that his words must be fulfilled. His promise should not be broken. At the same time, and he should also get his father's permission to go away to Lord Yama's place. Therefore, Nachiketaha started speaking to his father. Just in 5 mantras, we have learnt how a person who is given to the Vedic way of life should live his life. A Vaidikaha. Vaidikaha means the person who strictly follows the Vedic teaching, the person who strictly follows the Vedic way of life, even if you do not know the Veda mantras, if you have not studied the entire Veda Shastram, doesn't matter. If you are following the Vedic way of life, means we are born, brought up in the Vedic culture, or if you understand the Vedic way of life, and definitely that person is a Vaidikaha. And how should he be? Whatever a person utters, and he or she must keep up one's promise. That is one virtue. Another virtue is, it's very, very important. And even if you want to do something appropriate and right, still, in order to be able to do what is right, what appropriate, one must be able to convince and get the elder's permission. This is another thing. Okay. Now, here we are going to see how Nachiketaha, young son, very young boy, he would be teaching his father. He would be convincing his father why he should be allowed to go to Yamaloka. That we are going to see in this mantra. So a boy of 9 years old asking for father's permission, waiting for father's permission to fulfill his own promise, which was said in the Yajnashala, really proves how mature Nachiketaha was. Anupashyayatha purve. You may feel a little bored with all these things, but please wait for the actual Vedantic portion. Anupashyayatha purve. Pratipashyatatha pare. Sasyamiva martyav pachyate. Sasyamiva jayate punaha. Anupashyayatha purve, pratipashyatatha pare, sasyamiva martyav pachyate, sasyamiva jayate punaha. Anupashyayatha purve, pratipashyatatha apare. Sasyam iva matyaha pachyate. Sasyam iva ajayate punaha. In these words of sixth mantra, Nachiketaha talks he expresses his understanding of impermanence of life. The life is impermanent. Because this physical body has birth, physical body has death. In between birth and death, physical body undergoes changes. Therefore, this life is time bound. This particular life is time bound. Even though actual life is beginningless and endless. But life one has in a given body is time bound. This physical body is time bound. Definitely has birth and death. In between it goes through the changes. So all the experience a person has in one's life also are time bound. What great experience. Everything with time bound. Finally, what one can carry when a person leaves his physical body is the what the punyam a person has earned by living a way of life in conformity with dharma. In between this afterbirth until death, in between a person lives his life making use of his body, mind, sense, complex. Then whatever punyam a person earns by strictly following a life of dharma, basically following a life of dharma, that punyam alone a person can carry. Nothing else. Therefore, it's very important for all of us to see that life is lived properly in conformity with dharma. Life should be strictly lived in conformity with dharma. One must know the value of dharma. One must live one's life in conformity with dharma. One must be very conscious of not going against dharma. That is emphasized here. So, we should not go against dharma. No, never should we be careless that our actions transgress the universal values. Okay, so he says, "O Dad, what do you say? You want to retain me? Don't want to send me away to Lord Yama's place? Do you want to go against your words? Don't want to keep up your promise?" All these are implied, not mentioned here. So he says, "Come on, anupashya yatha purve." So purve means what? Before you came into this world, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, his father, and then you know the family history. Please think, from the knowledge of the history of your family background, understand how they all lived before, all of them in the family, always strictly followed dharma, they're all Vaidikas. Then went against dharma. So anupashya yatha purve. Anupashya. Okay, anupashya means what? Carefully see how they all lived, your ancestors before you. Yatha purve anupashya. Carefully see, remember how all your ancestors who lived before you lived their lives. Pratipashya tatha pare, tatha apare. Pratipashya tatha apare. Apare means, now even your own people associated with you, who are contemporaries who are living now, at present, apare, others, people of the present life, the people associated with you in your present life, apare, others, who are your contemporaries, how they all live their lives. All of them are Vaidikas. All of them are strictly given to the life of dharma, strict values. None of them, people who lived before, people who are living now, none of them goes against dharma, transgresses the values. But do you want to go against it? They will spoil the reputation, the family. Sometimes you have to say strictly like this. Pratipashya tatha apare. Yatha purve anupashya. Tatha apare pratipashya. Similarly, see others who are your contemporaries, how they live their lives. Okay. What are you going to tell this? Why do you want to go against dharma? Why do you want to retain me? Why do you want to retain me? Why do you want to go against dharma? Why are you not interested in keeping up your promise? Because you want, you think you are, I am your son, I'm your possession, you're attached to me. Keeping me with you would make you happy. Which means you're dependent on my being with you for your happiness. You're dependent on having me around you for your happiness. You are dependent on having me around you as your dear son for your happiness. Which means you are attached to me. These words, attachment. What is attachment? You are dependent on somebody or something for happiness and security. You are attached. These words, attachment. So you are attached to me. You have attachment. Attachment means what? You are dependent on my being around you for your happiness. So what? Because of attachment to me, now what happens? You are grieving. You are sorrowful. Attachment will result in grief. You grieve. And because of grief, what do you want to do? And you want to go again just to get rid of this grief. And you want to go to the extent of transgressing dharma, values. You don't want to keep up your promise. What is it for? After all, if you go against dharma now, you will lose everything that you earned. Either a family reputation will also go. You will earn only papa. And what is this for? After all, attachment is because of your identity with your body and thereby attachment to my body. He says, Martyaha sasyamiva pachyate. Martyaha. Every living being, every human being is a martyaha. Why? Everything. Any one who is born, is subject to death, is called martyaha. A mortal. Mortal human being, martyaha, pachyate. Pachyate means what? One day he gets cooked. This physical body one day will definitely gets cooked. Gets cooked means what? It's going to get disintegrated. Pachyate, it would get cooked. Which means subject to death. Pachyate. Martyaha sasyamiva pachyate. Sasyamiva ajayate punaha. Again, this mortal human being, punaha ajayate. He would be born again. He is born again. This mortal human being is born again. Like what? Sasyam iva. Sasyam means a plant. Like a plant. How a plant dies, again a new plant comes continuously. So also this physical body, which would fall apart, again it will come back. So a mortal also would die, and again he would be born again. It is something inevitable. And for this time-bound life, subject to time, okay, and you want to go against dharma. This is the literal meaning of this mantra. Let us read the now. The body comes and goes. The life in this body also is time-bound. But the truth which you follow, the promise which you keep up, will earn punyam, lasting punyam. So, it is not appropriate to go against the universal values for the sake of time-bound life. Anupashya. Now Shankaracharya's commentary begins. Anupashya. See, Pashya, see. Anupashya means what? Please carefully see. Place your attention and thoughtful. Be thoughtful of what you are doing. Anupashya means alochaya. Alochaya means think well. Alochaya. Nibhalaya. Alochaya, nibhalaya. Mean the same. Alochaya, nibhalaya, anupashya means please do pay attention to what to, you know, how all your ancestors who lived before you lived. I mean, how anukramena, yatha, nibhalaya anukramena. Anukramena means, anukramaha means first see your father, then how you see your grandfather, then you see great grandfather, then think of your great grandfather's father, okay, and how his father lived. Like this, anukramena, in order, in proper order, one after the other, carefully study, see the lives of all your ancestors who lived before you. Anukramena, nibhalaya, alochaya, anupashya. Yatha means yena prakarena. See, yatha means just as. But here, yena prakarena, in which manner? Yena prakarena, how? Yena prakarena, how? Vrittaha, purve atikrantaha. Vrittaha means lives, vrittaha, vrittam. Vrittaha means, you can say, the lifestyle. Vrittaha, lifestyles. Purve, before, atikrantaha. How the lifestyles have gone before. Atikrantaha means have passed. How lifestyles of your ancestors who lived before you have gone. How the lifestyles of your ancestors have passed. Yatha yena prakarena vrittaha purve atikrantaha. Purve vrittaha atikrantaha. Please see carefully how the lifestyles of all your ancestors have passed before. Okay. Pitru pitamahadayaha tava. Pitru pitamahadayaha tava. Tava, your father, grandfather, etc. So please carefully pay attention to the lifestyles of all ancestors who lived before you, such as your father, grandfather, etc. Tan drishtvacha, tan means what? Tan vrittan drishtvacha. Having seen or seeing those lifestyles, remembering those lifestyles of your ancestors who had lived before you. Cha, and tesham vrittam asthatum arhasi. So seeing those, seeing all of them, You can say seeing all of them or seeing their lifestyles. Tesham vrittam asthatum arhasi. See, arhasi literally means you deserve. But here you can, you must. Asthatum, to stand. You have to stand by the lifestyle, their lifestyle. Stand by the lifestyle means what? You must follow their lifestyle. Tesham vrittam asthatum arhasi. You must follow the lifestyle of those ancestors. Tesham vrittam asthatum arhasi. Asthatum, to follow, to stand by. You should follow, you must follow the lifestyle of those ancestors. In order to follow the lifestyles, you must remember, you must think, you must see how they lived. Okay. Tan drishtvacha tesham vrittam asthatum arhasi. Is it clear? Okay, next sentence. Vartamanaha cha apare sadhavaha. Vartamanaha, now apare. The word, next sentence. Purve yatha anupashya. Shankaracharya finished commenting upon that sentence. Yatha purve anupashya. And he finished commenting upon that. Now, pratipashya tatha apare. That sentence is now commented upon here. Apare vartamanaha cha apare. Vartamanaha means those who are present now. See, vartate asti. Vartamanaha, the one who is. Vartamanaha, those who are present now as your contemporaries. Those who are living when you are living your life. Vartamanaha cha apare others. Vartamanaha cha and others who are at present living. Who are they? Sadhavaha. Sadhavaha. See, sadhavaha, sadhu, sadhu, sadhavaha. Ukarantaha, pullingaha, sadhu shabdaha. Sadhu means people always think only sannyasi. No. Sadhu means a good person. Who is a good person? A person who is conscious of dharma, who strictly follows the Vedic way of life, who does not want to cause any pain, who does not want to inflict any pain to any living being. Okay, does not want to go against dharma, is a sadhu purushaha, good person. Righteous person, ethical person is sadhu. Apare sadhavaha, other pious, righteous people, good people, other Vaidikas who are living now as your contemporaries. Vartamanaha cha apare sadhavaha yatha vartante. See how they are. How other ethical, righteous people or people who are your contemporaries who are at present living. Yatha vartante. How they are there. Tan cha tamscha pratipashya. Okay. Pratipashya. Please pay attention to their lifestyles also. Pratipashya. Alochya. Think well how your contemporaries, people of present days, how they live. Righteous people, ethical people. Tatha nacha teshu mrishakaranam vrittam vartamanam va asti. And teshu among them, mrishakaranam vrittam vartamanam va asti. மிருஷாகரணம் விருத்தம். மிருஷாகரணம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபால்ஸ் பிஹேவியர். மிருஷாகரணம் ஃபால்ஸ் பிஹேவியர். மிருஷாகரணம் விருத்தம். மிருஷாகரணம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபால்ஸ், விருத்தம் மீன்ஸ் பிஹேவியர், கான்டக்ட். அ ஃபால்ஸ் பிஹேவியர், அ ஃபால்ஸ் இம்ப்ராப்பர் பிஹேவியர், இம்ப்ராப்பர் பிஹேவியர், நான் ரைட்டியஸ் பிஹேவியர், அனெத்திக்கல் பிஹேவியர், ஃபால்ஸ் பிஹேவியர், ஃபால்ஸ் கான்டக்ட். வர்த்தமானம் வா அஸ்தி, ந வர்த்தமானம் வா அஸ்தி. Was not, it was not there before, it is not seen, it is not seen, it is not there even in the present people. So teshu means among the people who lived before, among the ancestors who lived before you and the contemporaries who are living along with you, among them means in all of them, in none of them, the false behavior, false conduct, improper behavior, unethical behavior was seen. It was not there before in all of them. It is not there in people of these days. The present people of the present time. Teshu means in all of them. Mrishakaranam vrittam vartamanam va asti. There wasn't any false behavior in those people. There isn't any false behavior in the people of the present time. Na mrishakaranam vrittam, na mrishakaranam vartamanam va asti. See, vartamanam mrishakaranam means what? The false act of which is present. The false act which happened before means there's no false behavior. There's no false conduct. There's no unethical, non-righteous behavior in any on the part of those people of the ancient times, the people of present time. Tad viparitam. See, viparitam means what? Tad viparitam. Viparitam means anything other than that. So that which is opposed to that, tad viparitam, asatam, asatam cha vrittam mrishakaranam. So keeping up one's promise is appropriate. Not keeping up one's promise is mrishakaranam vrittam, improper behavior, false behavior, non-righteous behavior. Asatam cha vrittam mrishakaranam. So mrishakaranam, the improper behavior, mrishakaranam vrittam, improper, unethical, non-righteous behavior, false conduct is of the people of adharma, the non-righteous people. Improper behavior is the behavior of non-righteous people. Asatam. Asat purushaha. Sat purushaha means righteous person. Asat means non-righteous person. So improper behavior, false conduct is of the non-righteous, unethical people. Proper behavior, keeping up on one's promises, the right behavior, proper behavior of the righteous people. So he says here, tadviparitam, going against. So anything, doing anything opposed to dharma, appropriate thing is what? Mrishagranam vrittam, false behavior, is the behavior of non-righteous people. Nacha mrishakritva kaschit ajaramaraha bhavati. Nacha mrishakritva kaschit ajaramaraha bhavati. Mrishakritva, going against dharma, by having false behavior, none becomes ajaramaraha. Ajaramaraha means ajaraha cha amaraha. Ajara amaraha. Ajaraha amaraha. Ajara amaraha. Ajaraha means what? None becomes free from becoming old. None can escape the old age. None can escape the death. Nakaschit ajaraha bhavati. Mrishankritva. Okay. By one's improper behavior, by not keeping up one, by going against one's promise, by making, but not following one's promise, one does not become free from old age. One does not become free from death. Which means one cannot escape old age and death just by doing something wrong, just by going against dharma. That does not help in escaping from this. If you want to become ajaraha, amaraha, you must strictly follow a life of dharma. Mrishakritva kaschit ajara amaraha na bhavati. By going against dharma, by one's false behavior, false conduct, none becomes ajaraha. None becomes free from old age. None becomes amaraha, free from death. If a person has to become free from old age and death, one must strictly follow dharma. Yataha. Why? Because. Yataha, because. Sasyamiva martyaha pachyate. Martyaha is equal to manushyaha. A human being gets cooked like a plant. Pachyate means jirnaha, mriyate. A person gets cooked means what? A person decay, becomes worn out. A person dies like a plant. See, you don't need to be proud of your life. Your life is like the plant of, like life of a plant. You see how a plant comes, it grows, lives and dies. Mrutvacha sasiva ajayata. Again, having died, sasimiva ajayate. Sasimiva ajayate. Like a plant, a person is born. Ajayate means avirbhavati. He comes into manifest, comes into existence. Avirbhavati, he is born again. Punaha evam anitye jivaloke kim mrishakaranena. Punaha, again. Evam, in this manner, anitye jivaloke, in this life of, in this jivaloke, in this world of beings, anitye, in this impermanent world of beings, anitye jivaloke, in this impermanent world of beings, kim rishakaranena, what is the use of false conduct? What is the use of false behavior? What is the use of improper behavior? What is the use? What are you going to achieve in this time-bound, temporary life of beings? Nothing. We are not going to achieve anything by going against dharma. It's very important. If you live a life of dharma, you will definitely achieve something in this life. If you don't go against dharma, achieve something in this life. If you go against dharma, nothing will you achieve in this life. My God, nothing will you achieve in this life if you go against dharma. You go against values. If you live your life in conformity with dharma, you will definitely achieve something in life. That's what he says. Anitye, evam anitye jivaloke, kim rishakaranena? What is the use of living an improper way of life by going against dharma, by unethical behavior, by false conduct? What can one achieve in this life? This temporary, impermanent, time-bound life of beings. Palaya atmanaha satyam. Please do protect. Palaya atmanaha satyam. Please do protect your own truth. Means, please keep up your promise. Please, palaya satyam means, please keep up your promise. Palaya satyam. Atmanaha satyam palaya. Please do protect your promise. Please protect your word. Please protect your promise. Keep up your promise. Preshyamam yamaya. Please do send me to the Lord Yama. Mam yamaya preshya. Please send me to Lord Yama. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed here. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.